Blog Talk Radio.
Strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as a chaff before the wind. And let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery. And let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit. which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon them unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy, from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid up to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, for the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned unto mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in my adversity they rejoiced, and gathered themselves together. Yea, the objects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not. With hypocritical mockers in feast, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink the eye that ate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Higher, higher, our high hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord, keep not silent. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, who would we have it? Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion, together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor, that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad, that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. In Jesus' name I pray.
Love of Christ so freely.
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com. For all your church supplies, including Bibles, books, audiobooks, Bible study, music, jewelry, apparel, greetings cards, and much more, visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com.
Sovereign of all creation, most high, be thou.
Our scripture for tonight is taken from Isaiah chapter 65, verses 14 through 25. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit, and ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For the Lord God shall slay thee, and call his servants by another name, that he who blesseth him in the earth shall bless him in the God of truth, and he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from mine eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But ye be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence or infants of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them. And they that shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them, they shall not build, and another inhabit. They shall not plant, and another eat. For are the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Thank you.
continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we would like to share with you our statement of faith. We believe the Bible to be inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2 verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. God keeps His pledges and commitments to us. God has made commitments to us throughout the Bible, and His word is good. Numbers 23 verse 19 says, God is not a man that he would lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. And he said, And shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God honors His commandment to us, and we should honor our words towards Him. Many of us have made commitments to God and have never kept them. As Christians, there are a number of things that we must be committed to do. Be holy. Attend church regularly. Pay our tithes and give offerings. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Show love to our fellow men. Be faithful until death. So many people are not committed to do these basic things, and yet they are expecting to first get into heaven, then move mountains, and do great things for God. If we honor our commitment, that we have before us, then God will give us more. Luke 16 verse 10 says, He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. We continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I must remind you tonight that I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We must also remind you, for all your church supplies, including Bibles, books, audiobooks, Bible study, music, jewelry, apparel, greeting cards, and much more, visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org and our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. We also encourage you to visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. That's R-E-V Davis. Our lesson for tonight, will be the continuation of understanding the book of Revelation, and tonight we will take a look at heaven or the New Jerusalem.
Lord, I thank you that even while I was yet a sinner, you came down and paid the price. The price that no one else could have paid as a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank you today. I can't praise you enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty with nothing to say.
I should have felt the world and die.
we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight is Heaven or the New Jerusalem. And over the past couple of weeks, we have been dealing with eschatology, beginning and the last day's event, which is covered in the book of Revelation. Immediately following the millennium, God will make all things new. All that Satan had corrupted shall be refreshed and made new. I believe this includes the second heavens, the moon, planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. Revelation 21, verse 5 says, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. The new heaven and the new earth." Revelation 21, verse 1 says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea." In Matthew 24, verse 35, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." The book of Isaiah 65, verse 17 tells us, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind." If we read this as it looks, it would seem that the earth and the heaven are going to be destroyed and replaced by new ones. But if this is true, then we have a contradiction in the Bible. For Ecclesiastes 1 verse 4 says, "One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever." How can the earth both pass away and abide forever? It is in our understanding of the words "pass away" that causes many of us to err in thought. In the book of Isaiah 65, verse 17 above, as well as Isaiah 66, verse 22, the word "new heavens and new earth" in the Hebrew is chadash, pronounced kadash, meaning fresh or new. This word is derived from the root word, which is the same in name but different in sound. Chadash, pronounced Kadash, meaning to rebuild, renew, or repair. From this, we can gain an understanding of what the words "pass away" means. It is saying that the heavens and the earth will be rebuilt and repaired, causing it to be new. Both the earth and the universe will be cleansed from the results of sin. They will be renovated by fire. 2 Peter 3, verses 7 through 13 says, "But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons are ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. 2 Peter tells us, all the earth is to pass away or be renovated with fire. The former things that will pass away are sin and the curse that it brought. Revelation 21 verses 4 through 5 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. All things will be made new or refreshed from the results of sin and its curse. This includes the people who come through the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. They too shall be restored back to the original state that God created Adam before sin entered in. The curse will be gone, according to Revelation 22, verse 3. What is the body composition of those who enter into eternity? We must ask ourselves the question. The nations, ethnic group, and people who do not rebel against God during the battle of Gog and Magog will enter into eternity. These bodies will be made immortal, and corruption shall be removed. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 and 51 says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doubt corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Not only can God change the bodies of those who are raptured away, this is to whom this scripture is speaking of, but he can also instantaneously change the bodies of those who are going into eternity from corruption to incorruption. He is a limitless God. In eternity, there will be two different types of bodies that humanity, the children of Adam, will have. All those who have been redeemed, both Old Testament and New Testament saints, all those who died before or were raptured before the tribulation period, as well as those who died during the tribulation for and in Jesus Christ, will have glorified bodies like Jesus Christ had after the resurrection. Those nations or ethnic group that come through the tribulation period and don't rebel with Satan at the end of the millennial reign of Christ will have bodies like Adam was originally given to dwell upon the earth. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 38 through 50 says, "But God giveth it a body as it had pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. There is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly." We appear to be having some technical difficulty at this time, and we pray that this should be resolved as quickly as possible so we could get right back to the lesson. In the meantime, I will continue. "And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption." be different types of Adam's flesh represented throughout eternity. Those who are like the original Adam will continue throughout eternity to procreate, have children, but without sin and without the pain of childbearing. Those who will have the same types of resurrected bodies as Jesus Christ will not procreate, but will be a testimony throughout the ages of God's mercy through redemption. We who are to have resurrected bodies like Jesus Christ should understand that the Word of God declares that we shall have a heavenly house. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1 through 3 says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be closed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being closed, we shall not be found naked." Jesus had a resurrected body of flesh and bone, and so will you. Luke 24, verse 39 says, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." Although Jesus had a body of flesh and bone, he was not subject to the earthly laws, for it was yet a heavenly body. You too will not be subject to earthly laws, just as Jesus, not in his resurrected body. We will live in heaven for eternity. Contrary to popular beliefs, we will not live in heaven throughout eternity. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell us that the redeemed, both Old and New Testament saints, will live in the third heaven where God the Father dwells. We see movies about it. We often hear it in the church and from many Christians. But there is no place in the entire Bible that tells us this. We will have access to the third heaven, but we will not have our eternal homes there. Our eternal homes will be located in the New Jerusalem. We get rewards in the third heaven, according to Matthew 5, verse 12. We store up treasures in the third heaven. Our names are written in the third heaven, but we will not live there forever. If a Christian dies now, they go to the third heaven, probably New Jerusalem, to help prepare it. But this does not mean that they will stay there. We go there now to be present with the Lord, according to 2 Corinthians 5, verses 6 through 8, which reads, "Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Paradise used to be in the bosom of Abraham. But when Jesus was resurrected, paradise moved to the third heaven. The penitent thief on the cross was told that he would be with Jesus that same day that they were being crucified in paradise. Luke 23 verse 43 says, And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. The New Jerusalem will be the representation of heaven on earth. It is important to note that everyone will not live there. New Jerusalem is a place that Jesus said that he was going to prepare for us. John 14 verses 1 through 3 says, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also, there ye may be also. We will take a short break and come right back. we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, I would like to encourage you to tune in to us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And once again, we would like to encourage you also to visit our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com for all your church supplies, including Bibles, books, audiobooks, Bible study, music, jewelry, apparel, greeting cards, and much more. You can find them at the House of Christ Bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. The New Jerusalem is a city that Jesus Christ went to prepare for his bride. This city is 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles high. Revelation 21, verses 15 through 17. The city is either a cube or a pyramid. Its walls are 72 yards high, about three-quarters of the length of a football field. We, the bride of Christ, shall live in this heavenly city throughout eternity. The city itself is said to be the bride of Christ due to the fact that the people who are the bride of Christ inhabit the city. Revelation 21, verses 9 and 10 says, "And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which are the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." The New Jerusalem is a city that Jesus established for his bride, the redeemed. We know that the bride of Christ is both Old Testament and New Testament saints just by the fact that the 12 gates are named after the 12 tribes of Israel, and the 12 foundations are named after the 12 apostles, representing both Old and New Testament saints. It will be of heavenly makeup, yet it will come down to earth. This city is made up of the best things, precious jewels, the 12 foundations are precious gems, the 12 gates are pearls, the walls is of jasper, and the city itself is pure gold, like unto clear glass. Revelation 21, verse 18 says, "And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass." Can you begin to imagine every building being made of pure gold that is clear as glass. Not only will the buildings be made of pure gold, but the streets that we walk on will not be dusty or dirty. Rather, the buildings, they too will be transparent gold. The New Jerusalem will not need light from the sun nor from the moon, for the glory of God will illuminate it, and that glory is Jesus Christ. Revelations 21, verse 23 says, "And the city had no need for the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof." The sun, moon, and stars will still shine on the earth, but will not be needed in the holy city. We will not need to go into a temple or church in the New Jerusalem, for the Lord God, the Lamb, will be the temple, and thus worship will be everywhere. Revelations 21, verse 22 says, "And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. All nations that are saved will bring in their glory and honor." Revelations 21, verses 24 through 26 says, "And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Nations shall have leaders, kings in eternity, which will bring or present the glory and honor of their nations into the holy city. The holy city will always have daytime, but the rest of the earth will have day and night." Revelations 22, verses 1 through 3 says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. I cannot say with assurance the full purposes of the water of life, whether they continually give the life of God to his people, or whether it is some type of spiritual thirst quencher. But I do know that whatever its purpose, it will be fantastic for us. Yes, the redeemed will drink of it. For Revelation 7, verse 15 through 17 says, therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger not, or they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. The tree of life. Revelation 22 verse 2 says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. The tree of life bears 12 manner or types of fruit. Each month it gives a fresh crop of fruit. Its leaves were for the healing of the nations. The fruit is to give life. While the leaves have medicinal purposes for healing and restoration, it would seem that once you are from tree of life, you must live forever. This is why Adam had to be removed from the Garden of Eden after he had sinned, because if he had eaten of the tree of life, he would live in that sinful, decaying state forever. Genesis 3, verses 22 through 23 says, and the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. I cannot say with surety that those nations of the earth will eat from the tree of life, but I can say that we, the resurrected and raptured saints, will. Revelation 2 verse 7 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Those in the new Jerusalem shall reign with the Lord forever and ever. Revelation 22 verse 5 says, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. What a promise we have from the promise keeper, our God. It is worth living for God. Revelation 22, verse 12 through 14 says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. As we continue on this spiritual journey, and as we come to the end of the lesson for tonight, heaven or the New Jerusalem, I pray that it was a blessing to you.
Lovely.
information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003. We would like to encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have questions, please don't hesitate to write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, wishing you a peaceful and quiet night. God bless you.